The Red Hill School, a private co-ed institution with a 113-year history. It nestles in the upmarket suburb of Sandton North of Johannesburg. It prides itself on being the beacon of academic excellence. Since last week, however, the school's been accused of stifling debate. Braving the morning chill, a group of parents and alumni gathered outside the school's precincts. They were here to highlight a broader issue, freedom of expression or the lack of it. Last week, the school issued a missive banning pupils from discussing the current Mideast crisis. Alumni of the school are asking for a retraction of the letter. They believe the school erred and should in fact foster discourse and dialogue on issues of global importance.
I believe that following Red Hill School statement goes against their ethos and their values.
In solidarity with the noble effort of Red Hill students who decided to challenge their management for their unjust practices of silencing the very legitimate cry for freedom, for dignity and for human rights.
I think unfortunately at Red Hill students are taught a lot about sort of the Holocaust and Jewish issues, which is fine, but we're not equally taught enough about Palestinian history. I do think that Red Hill's core values are multiculturalism and diversity. So I think the fact that they're stifling students is so out of line for this school in particular.
One of the organizers of the protest, Zinath Mitha, questioned why the history of Palestine has never been part of the school curriculum at Red Hill.
When I was at Red Hill, we had protests all the time. I find it really unfair that we're being silenced for something that is so relevant in our country. We are South Africans. We know our history. We know about apartheid. We've learned about Nazi Germany. We've learned about what happened to the Jews, the Holocaust. Why are we not learning about what's happening in Palestine? It's not fair. It's not right. I remember Red Hill being a very multicultural school, and they still claim to be that. When there's something to do with Islam, all of a sudden we're told we need to keep quiet.
One of the parents attending the protest, Leila Motala, says she wants her children to be engaged in proactive debates about current affairs.
How can you stop a discussion like this? It's an ongoing current discussion. They can be allowed to have freedom of speech. It's not about religion, it's about humanity. Everything about the school is free to build. And here you just shut our kids up. That's just not fair. And this is a human rights issue, and I want them to be able to stand up and fight for human rights.
Executive Director of the Freedom of Expression Institute, Samkelo Mokin, says healthy discussions on controversial issues helps to eradicate misconceptions. He explains the circumstances under which freedom of expression can be limited in a constitutional democracy.
In terms of our constitution, the only time when you should ban free speech is when there is propaganda for war or incitement to imminent violence or advocacy of hatred. And that constitute incitement to cause harm. At the moment, there does not seem to be any of these exceptions to allowing free speech. The more it's discussed, the more the misinformation or lack of clarity around certain issues are outlined, the better for the learners at that school. And that really shows a lack of foresight on behalf of the school.
Despite numerous invitations for an interview with SABC News, the school did not respond at the time of broadcast. Last week, the principal, Joseph Gerasi, told a local station that the letter was sent after discussions on the Israel-Palestine conflict stirred emotions and conflict between pupils at the school. Prabhashini Mudli, SABC News, Johannesburg.